Millions of contractors living out their lives oblivious. Hold on tight.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
Hey, Greg. Good seeing you, brother.
What's up? Good to see you.
What's up? Can you imagine that there are millions of contractors out there that don't know about us, about the Contractor Fight?
Come on, they know about me. Come on now.
Dude, look at, they're thinking that the way things are the way it's supposed to be, and there isn't anything better, that is their fate. That they are stuck doing the same thing they've always done, that their fathers who are contractors done, that their cousins and their brothers and every other contractor in town, that they're just the same, and they will work their to the bone and not make a fucking cent and not have a retirement for themselves and not have steak on the table and be stuck eating cornflakes. That they feel that there's no way out and they don't know about us. How can people be head to head so far in the dirt not to know about the Contractor Fight? And you know what, Greg? Here's what's happening is, and Tom says it all the time, we got to get more eyeballs on us. And yep. How do we do that? I mean, how are we going to tell everybody who we are?
I mean, people got to spread the word. We got to show them there's a different way. I think the first way is showing them, hey, here's a way of doing things. What do you think about this?
Right. And you know, me being a contractor means I know a lot of contractors myself. And I know that people listening to this podcast are people who are also contractors. And chances are, you know at least one contractor. Maybe some contractor you like. Why not share this podcast with them? I do it. I share it to everybody I know. Because they need to see. They need to have eyeballs. They need to know there's something different. It's like the Matrix, or, you know, reference to the Matrix, Greg. You know, take the blue pill or the red pill. Once you take that pill, you can't go back. You go down that rabbit hole, everything changes. You can't unknow or unsee what you've seen on this other side. That you don't have to work as hard, as long as you thought you had to, if you were smart about stuff. Time is always against us. I know if I implemented things when I first heard about them, which is about the time Derek Johnson started hearing about the things, I'd be a hell of a lot better, compounding millions. But some people will see this, Greg. Another reference to Cool Hand Luke, and some people see it and saying, I don't get it. This is not for me, because they're not willing to do what needs to be done. And that goes back to some people you just can't reach. But the people who do or are willing to hear it and don't know about this thing, it falls on us. It's our responsibility because we're not sharing it. So let me give you an example. Just tell me, why would somebody not share this podcast with somebody else that they think can help? They can use it.
You know what I think, Tim, is sometimes people, we know how broken contractors are and their approach to things. And for us, and I know for me, Tim, I took pride in getting in the car and driving around and seeing five people and spend my whole day doing that, thinking that, yay, I'm going to get all this work, and didn't get shit. And then I got kicked in the balls enough times where I said, all right, I need to find a different way. So I think we still have fear that if we share this with somebody, they're not going to believe us, that you can have real conversations with people over the phone and they'll buy from you.
Yeah. Sometimes you may be afraid to share what you know, like the you know, this contract to fight and the process we have, the sales process we have, because maybe you think the other person is going to get better than you, or maybe you think that it's not everything that you think it is, that you're afraid of making a mistake and sharing that mistake. Honestly, Greg, I'm smart enough to know that I don't know everything. Honestly, I don't know everything. And I'm okay with that. I'm very vulnerable in that way. But I'm also smart enough to know when I see a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it may seem like an awful lot because you want to get your shit straight with the group. And it's hard because it's like almost like, you know, we say it all the time. It's like drinking with a fire hose, right through a fire hose of information. So I'm gonna lay this out there, Greg. It's like when you're involved in a group and you have all this information coming at you. It was overwhelming. But the first thing I say is to crawl, then walk, and then run. We gotta start with one thing. And what's that thing that Tom always says?
One nail at a time.
That's it. So first of all, share this with somebody. Share this podcast so somebody can use it, because there's more of us out there needing to hear this stuff. And don't be overwhelmed with what needs to be done. Just do one thing more every day. It compounds over time. But once you see this, once you hear this, once you drink the Kool-Aid, you're going to realize that this is a better side of everything. Don't waste any more time. Get up, do something. Share this. Make somebody else a better person. We owe it to ourselves and to others. With that, Greg, we are out, and we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next time.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.